Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor here from Glasshouse Country and Millennium News and the Somerset Sentinel. It's great to be back for another week, and these are the big headlines. At Glasshouse, of course, the big story this week is fuel. We've got diesel prices pushing past $3.20 last night, tightening supply, and people across the region have never seen anything like it. We're talking to farmers, fuel retailers, small businesses, and retirees, the grey nomads that are cancelling plans, everything else that people are doing to try and adapt to this kind of crazy situation we're all seeing. So check out that story. We've also got a story about, on the Sunshine Coast, the dark sky reserve status covering Mullaney and the Blackall Ranges. Council have now ticked off the lighting management plan and sky reserve. They think they can save tens of thousands of dollars a year through better lighting up in that area as well. So that's a story to keep an eye out for. We've also got a story about council bracing for rising costs. It's sort of linked to the fuel crisis as well, with its own CFO warning those oil prices and fuel prices have already exceeded budget forecasts and will likely impact next year's budget. And on top of that, we've got a story about councillors, I guess, feeling the pressure with the upcoming June budget and what's been a very difficult situation, growing pressure about how limited funds are being spread across the region. We've been writing about that for the last couple of weeks, coming out tomorrow as well. And a couple of lighter community yarns. A camp for laurel tree in Mullaney has been saved after locals pushed back against its removal, mainly because it hosts hundreds of migrating rainbow bee eaters each year. I've also got a story about applications open now for the Mullaney Showgirl and Rural Ambassadors program. So plenty in Glasshouse Country and Mullaney News this week. In the summer, and fuel's a big talking point. We talked to Somerset Mayor Jason Went about that he's facing as a farmer. He talks to us about the pressure that he's under, which is indicative of many of the issues facing farmers in the Somerset region in particular. We've got a story about regional mayors, including Somerset and Moreton, calling on the state government for more funding to fix local roads, with a recent report showing nearly half of Queensland's unsealed roads are in poor condition or worse. There's also been a real sense of community this week with the passing of Tugulawa's Neville Denman at 97, a bloke whose life pretty much tells the story of the region, farming, hard work and community service over decades. And on a lighter note, we've got Easter events across Somerset and Moreton Bay, plenty of people out and about. Plus, there's a Lent coming up near Moore in Lynnville for anyone keen to get involved locally. We've got spotlights on Tugulawa and a hot property feature as well, so plenty across the Somerset Sentinel and Glasshouse Country and Millennium News. I'm Mitch Gaynor. Thanks for listening on 101.5.